All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namatkrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisiki. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Just to prepare our consciousness for the forthcoming festival Janmashtami, we have shifted our words to 10th canto. Today we have selected from 10th canto, chapter 6, 3rd verse. Na yatra sravanadini rakshagnani svakarmasu kurvanti sattvatam bhartu yatu dhanya cha tatrahi nayatra shravanadini rakshognani svakarmasu kurvanti sattvatam bhartur yatu dhanyascha tatrahi nayatra shravanadini rakshognani svakarmasu kurvanti sattvatam bhartur yatu dhanyascha tatrahi nayatra shravanadini rakshognani svakarmasu kurvanti sattvatam bhartur yatu dhanyascha tatrahi. Kurvanti nama yadartu kanyascha tatrahi nayatra shravanadini nayatra shravanadini rakshognani svakarmasu kurvanti sattvatam bhartur yatu dhanyascha tatrahi. Mataji, Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatambartur Yatudanya Chatatrahi Na, not. Yatra, wherever. Shravanadini, the activities of Bhakti Yoga, beginning with hearing and chanting. Rakshagnani, the sound vibration to kill all danger and bad elements. Swakarmasu, if one is engaged in his own occupational duty. Kurvanti, such things are done. Satvatam Bhartu, of the protector of the devotees. Yatu Dhanya, disturbing elements, bad elements. Cha, also. Tatrahi, there must be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there is no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Sukadeva Goswami spoke these words to mitigate the anxiety of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee of Krishna, and therefore when he understood that Putana was causing disturbances in Gokula, he was somewhat perturbed. Sukadeva Goswami therefore assured him that there is no danger in Gokul. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Namashraya kari yatane tumi, takaha apanna khaje. Everyone is thus advised to seek shelter in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and remain engaged in his own occupational duty. There is no loss in this and the gain is tremendous. Even from a material point of view, everyone should take to chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra to be saved from all kinds of danger. The world is full of danger, padam padam yat vipadam. Therefore we should be encouraged to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that in our family, society, neighborhood and nation, everything will be smooth and free from danger. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsya Nama Om Vishnuvadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Vipasinduya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಫಾರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೀಲಾ ವಿಚ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಸುಖದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪೂಥನ, ಸೊ ಈ ಕುಡ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಎಶೋರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ. ನಾವು ವೈ ವಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇನ್ ಎಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ? ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಶ್ಯೂರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ದ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಡೇ ಆರ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಡೇ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾವು ಆಬ್ವಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಲವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಇನ್ಫೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೂತನ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಸೆಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ನೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎನಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಗೋಕುಲ್ ಮಹಾವನ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, then he realized that he may not live that long till 10th canto. So immediately released the Krishna book. Now we all know that we can't go to 10th canto unless you have heard the 9 cantos. We know that who is God, who is his personality, and then we come to his personal activities. Of course Bhagavad Gita says janma karma chaya divyam. Anyone who tries to understand his activities, he'll never take birth again. But Prabhupada was in that, what about if 10th canto I don't reach, what will happen to Krishna's leelas? Will this world get a chance to know? So he took the risk of accessibility to everyone about straight Krishna's wonderful pastimes, even if someone don't know. But someone who has got little, you know, that faith, and he hears it, he will be purified like anything. But someone who is very envious to hear about any of these activities, his envy will increase and he may say, this is mythology. This is nonsense. 12 miles long. Huh? Trinavartha. What is this? Huh? Once this question was asked to Jayadeva Maharaj. Maharaj, these movies which are made with all these, supernatural type of movies. Like, you know, nowadays movies are not based on the script or the, you know, the story or the performance. It is what type of a special effects you have. So that's how movies are becoming very hit, especially Hollywood. And they are now in Bollywood. So people throng for these movies where they want to see supernatural. They get excited. But why is it that the same excitement is there in Krishna's pastimes, but no one is interested in knowing? They think, oh, that is. So he gave an answer which was something I can't forget it. So he said, her unchaste woman, if she is with her paramour, paramour means she should not be, the last person she wants to hear about here is her husband. So those who are too much absorbed in activities, usually of course sense enjoyment, for them to hear about Krishna's pastimes is no. So Prabhupada came out of so these pastimes, yes, how we hear is also very important. Yes, there is entertainment. It is very adventurous, very exciting. But then Acharyas they expose our consciousness, especially the sadhakas, and they try to connect it. This is what, and it is so relevant. So today we are discussing the first leela, and we'll try to discuss on the last leela in Vrindavan. First and the last. After that, Krishna goes to Mathura. So this begins after Krishna was born. Third or fourth day, Nanda Maharaj went to pay his tax to Kamsa, and he wanted to meet Vasudev because Vasudev was his friend. And but he was fearful because he had heard about that Kamsa is very cruel, and he had put Vasudev, and he had heard about it. But he said, if I meet, then he will connect that maybe my son who is born, he didn't know that Vasudev, he didn't know anything about Vasudev bringing, he didn't know, right? He thought it is my son. So he didn't know how to meet Vasudev. Then Vasudev appeared with the same anxiety. I also wanted to meet you, but I don't want Kamsa to see that I have met you, because he will connect it. Why is Vasudev meeting Nanda Maharaj? So they hidingly met. So Vasudev immediately said, now you have met me, you wanted to meet me, done, immediately go now. But why, what happened? Something horrible is going to happen there in Gokul. Mavan, go out. So he's wondering, what horrible? Maybe, what is he talking about? So he left in the evening and he reached Gokul Mahavan in the morning. So that day in the evening in Gokul Mahavan, Kamsa, when he came to know, when the Yoga Maya said that the one who is going to kill you is already born, he's there somewhere. So he decides to kill all the children. So Putana is one demon. She is expert in killing children. She likes the blood of young children. Such cruel witch she was. She said, and she was so good in that, that no one can resist that attitude what she had. So she says, I will go, don't worry. And she comes. She is a witch. So she has a horrible appearance. She disguised. Disguise, and how did she enter? She didn't have to come through proper usual route. She came through the sky and she entered. And she was looking so beautiful. There is so much descriptions about her beauty. Her eyes, her earrings, the flowers on her hair, her gestures, her walk. And the way she entered, everyone turned, especially the men. They looked at her and they said, oh, this looks like Lakshmi was looking out for Narayan. And she went. But because of some, she had come, she didn't know who is what. She didn't know where is Krishna. She had come to kill all those children, whoever are there. But Krishna's yoga maya tricked her to attract her only to Nanda Bhavan. So she came straight to Nanda Bhavan. The way she entered, everyone was thinking, my God, this is a great blessing. This was our attraction. Even Yashoda and Rohini, they just saw her and they thought, oh, what a great auspicious thing. Hope she blesses my child. And she enters, then she sees the child. As soon as she sees the child, something makes her feel in her heart that this is not an ordinary child. She could make out that, but immediately that got covered and she forgot. Her whole purpose was to just kill him. Behalf of comes. And she saw this was not an ordinary child. So she lifted up the child. Now, it is so natural. No? Any Yashoda could have asked that, who are you? Where are you coming from and what are you doing? No one asked anything. This was the power of her disguise. She lifted up the child, but it was like she lifting up actually a poisonous. It's a serpent, but she was lifting it as if it's a rope. She lifted up and then as soon as she lifted up, Krishna closed his eyes. Now you will be... There are some 21 reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. We don't have the time to go through all this. But anyway, the most common logical reason is, he said, oh my God, I have to kill her. She's a demon and it is, she's coming in the form of a mother. And she's a woman. I don't want to see. That is one of the reasons. Then Acharyas are giving. They are saying that, my God, this lady is coming like a mother. Huh? There is nothing good about her. She has come with the intention. She has already smeared poison on her breast. Let me go into her past. Is there anything? So he closed his eyes. Then Krishna said that, okay, I don't want to take this poison. I want, she has that affection. So he meditated on Shiva. So Shiva, you come. So there are several reasons given. And one of the reasons is, okay, if I open my eyes and look at her, no ignorance can exist in front of my glance. If that doesn't exist, there won't be any Leela. Putana will not, she'll go away. So he closed his eyes. And it is said that his one eye is like a sun, another eye is like a moon. And these are the gateways to a higher destination. He didn't want to give her any chance of that. Closed his eyes. Huh? Then of course he thought about what if, you know, in my presence, she cannot disguise. So her real form comes, Yashoda will fall unconscious out of fear. What will happen to? So that is the reason. But then it is said naturally, any child when he sees a stranger, he closes his eyes. He likes to see his mother. Huh? And of course, there are several reasons. Another reason it is given here is his compassion and anger. Of compassion if he shows, then he will not be able to do. If anger if he shows, she will turn to ash. So he closed his eyes. So this way there are many reasons, and he didn't want her to see the suffering because she is going to die, and he didn't want her to see her through these eyes, so he closed his eyes. So this way all so many reasons are given. She lifted up, and the way she spoke, the way she handled him, all the people, they said, she is a real well-wisher. And she immediately put the six-day-old child's mouth to her breast, which was smeared with poison, which can kill thousands of people just by the touch. And as soon as Krishna put his mouth to her breast with his small hands, he remained six-day-old only. It's not like, he just remained as it is. And he started, with his small hands, he started squeezing, sucking. He took her milk, the poison, then her whole life air. It is said that he sucked away all the impurities which are there. It was very painful for her. She started screaming. Now imagine, she started screaming, and she's not an ordinary lady. The way she screamed so loudly, the earth with all the mountains started shaking, and the sound went down to the lower planets. And when she saw that, she started screaming, leave me. Where is the small child going to leave? Krishna, once he holds you, he'll never leave you. So she didn't know what to do. So she ran out of the room. And as she ran out of the room, as soon as Krishna's presence, you cannot hide anything, right? All your yogic, mystic power, whatever you can cover for some time. She just came out in her original form. And she started running. And Krishna was just holding on. Then she went far away and dropped flat there on the pasture land of Kamsa and crushed all the trees. Now all the Rijavasis were there that time. They hearing the sound, they all fell unconscious. So suddenly when they got up, the only thing they were remembering is, where is Krishna? And they started running. When they came and saw in the pasture land, they saw the horrible form. Anyone would get scared, right? To seeing suddenly, who is this? But they were not bothered about the form. They are only worried about Krishna. So immediately they ran above and he was just like a small child. And she was so huge. They picked him up and brought it. So this is what was the love of Vrijavasis. For them to protect love, they didn't care anything else around, whether it is risky to their life or not. It is just Krishna. So these are all pastimes which are enacted Krishna just to increase the anxiety of his dear ones, and he used to see the love what they had. He used to extract the love from them. So what happens next is all just love. The gopis they brought down, Yashoda came, they immediately, for them it is, what must have happened? Something horrible, you know, some demon attacked. Is he safe? So immediately the cow's tail started, they started whacking on it. Then cow urine, cow dung, started putting tilak, all the bodies. For maybe some inauspicious evil has happened. They started praying to Narayan. This was their love. And they started chanting mantras. And the best sign to know whether the child is safe or not is breastfeeding. So as soon as he started suckling Yashoda's breast, they feel, oh, he's safe and healthy. And the description of Putana lying there 12 miles long. Now anyone hears without proper understanding about these are all transcendental pastimes. People get see only the things which is doing very normal like a human. And they focus on that and they see, oh, he married 16,000. He is stealing. Oh, he does many ordinary activities. But there are many activities he does it to show that I am not ordinary. I am supernatural. Whether he lifts up Govardhan or he does these type of activities or killing the demons. So her Putana's form, her hair was all shriveled up. Her eyes were described that as if it was like a blind, big, dark well. Her breast was like a rock which has fallen from a mountain. Her stomach was like a lake which is dried up. Her thighs were appearing like the shore of a river. Her legs and hands were appearing like bridges. Her nose opening were like a cave. And their teeth. So this is a description given. The next day morning, Nanda Maharaj is coming. And on the way, he sees this demon. I mean, this form. I mean, it's very strange form. So when he sees the form, and he comes to know that something has happened, so immediately connects it to what Vasudeva had said. So he thinks, my God, Vasudeva has some mystic power. How did he know that, you know, something horrible is going to happen? So, but then anyway, he came. And he met his son, picked him up. He started smelling his hair. He started embracing him. And then he came to know from what had happened. So they all thought that maybe some evil things has happened. But he remembered, Vasudeva had already warned me to go early. Now, the body was so huge. What do you do with this body? So they cut the body into many pieces. And they burned it at different places. Something very strange happened. The fragrance which was coming through the body, it was burnt, it was so fragrant that people are wondering. So the acharyas are saying that because her body was touched by Krishna, her body became so pure that when it was burnt, it was as if some aguru smell was coming. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. To make us understand about this anartha, the way Putana came in disguise, so he says that this is pseudo guru. Pseudo guru means a guru who appears very charismatic, and he can speak such wonderful philosophy, but within, if his conception, his attitude is to become one with God. It's like a poison. So anyone who hears, even though attracted, he will lose all his sentiments for devotional service. So it will take away or it will kill bhakti. So it's as good as putana coming to kill. So this is an external reason, but internally even the mind can give a lot of misleading type of a conceptions. Mind equally can also behave like a false guru, and it will convince us that what you are thinking is right, but it can completely destroy your spiritual life. So that is why we need bona fide gurus to verify. So this is the 6 day old child killing putana, and this is what we learn. But then in the course of time there are so many demons comes as said, Sakatasur, Trinavarta, Agasur, Bakasur, Pralambasur. We can go on naming. And then the last day of Krishna's stay in, he was there just playing around with his coward boys. So Kamsa sent this time one more demon. So this demon, he came in the form of a horse. Prabhupada once asked, which is the most beautiful animal? Someone may say cow or peacock, but Prabhupada said horse. He said horse is the most beautiful animal. You see the way the horse, when it gallops, and it's the way, it's very graceful and very attractive. So this demon, he came, entered with this only one intention, to just kill Krishna. Krishna was there with his coward boys, and he didn't even care. But Bhagavatam says the way he entered, his head was high up in the clouds and he was waving his tails. The clouds were going here and there. It is mentioned that even the demigods, the aeroplanes got scattered. And so loud he was screaming, and along with that the hoops, the way he was making those, stomping on the ground, it was like an earthquake. And he was so much full of arrogance and pride that I will definitely kill. So Krishna, when he came, Krishna didn't even care to bother that someone has come. So that made him more angry. So he came and right from his front kicked Krishna. So Krishna didn't bother much, but again he started kicking. He held both his legs, front legs, moved and threw him out, and he went far, some 100 bow lengths. Bhagavatam says 100 bow lengths. So he went far and fell unconscious. Now a person who is envious, and with this attitude, if he is punched or thrown away, only thing what happens is his envy increases. So when he came back to consciousness, he became so strong and he came again to attack. And this time he was more ferocious, and he opened his mouth so big that he just wanted to swallow Krishna. So Krishna, when he came, Krishna didn't bother to move. In the first time when he came, he tried to little dodge. But this time when he came full in front of him. He just put his left hand straight inside his mouth. As soon as he put his left hand inside his mouth, Keshi, I didn't mention the name of the demon. Keshi, this is Keshi. All the teeth fell off. But as he put his hand inside, this hand was not like Krishna's smooth, soft. It was red, hot iron. So hard. Krishna can make anything, right? He wanted it to become like that, so he put right inside the mouth, and such a huge horse, and the hand started expanding. So when it started expanding, obviously airway got choked. When the airway got choked, his eyes started bulging. Then his urine and stool came up. Then blood came out. And he collapsed and his life air left out. And this was done right in public, in front of everyone could see. So with the attitude what he had come, Krishna wanted to just humiliate him. And the humiliation was by making his death so miserable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, this represents vanity. Now if you see the dictionary meaning of vanity, vanity means to be very proud of one's appearance and achievements. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, especially in a sadhaka, we all know, I think, when we came in the early days of our bhakti, we used to look up at everyone as, my God, such exalted people here. And I am coming from, I am not even following any proper regulative principles. And these people are so great. But very soon, you spend more and more time, that feeling goes away. So this feeling of that, I am something unique. I am something great. I am someone great. I am better than others. So when this attitude comes, it is vanity. So this is the demon Keshi raising her head, which is there within. So Prabhupada is saying in this connection that how a person has to cry out, because this is the most difficult thing. It is very natural that when you do something and people appreciate you, it is very natural to think that I am something different. I have something better than others. So when that thing comes up, it is very natural to look down upon others and very natural to criticize. Very natural to commit aparath. So this Prabhupada, in his own life, it is one of the class, it is mentioned that when he was in Manor, and he was already successful, Prabhupada. ISKCON was established, and the next day was Vyas Puja, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is getting released. So in one sense, everything's so good. And the next day, Vyas Puja, Prabhupada is just glorifying his disciples. The one who is translated Sanskrit, Pradyumna, and his wife, they are the one who did it. So this was what Prabhupada wanted to teach. Of course, Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how is it that, all such exalted pastimes and about gopis and such madhurya leela, what is our qualification? So Prabhupada said that I made your qualification. So it appears as if, is it Prabhupada is speaking of the pride that I made it? We all know it, right? Yes, it is true, but he carried all the things which you was given, appreciated, he was giving it to the parampara. So when he left Vrindavan, he carried that mercy along with him. Parampara's mercy, and he gave it to there in the Western world. So it is only their mercy, those who accepted it. Otherwise, such exalted. Now, I'm sure many of you will agree with me. These type of pictures, Damodarila picture, we have been seeing from our school days. Did it make any sense to us? Huh? We have seen Govardhan Leela Krishna lifting, heard about it. Did it make any sense? One of my close friend was Giridhar. I didn't know what Giridhar means. But he was my friend in school. Prabhupada's, just because of Prabhupada's mercy, he is taking us to a level where completely otherwise covered. It's a real special mercy, what Prabhupada has done through his books. So he wanted to bring Krishna books so that these wonderful pastimes, humanity should not be deprived of it. So he brought it out. Otherwise, to understand these leelas, you have to go through the first 9 cantos. So this is what, when we talk about, so why, then after he had put the hand inside, no? So his hand got dirty. So he came to wash his hand. So where he came to wash his hand? He came to Yamuna river. Here. So here he washed his hand. That is why that place is called Keshi Ghat. So it's a very wonderful opportunity. Anytime walking over Keshi Ghat, we should remember this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. So you can just cry out that, oh my God, this is what it means. So we every day go from there. So it is, of course, Keshi Ghat is also very famous for, it's a landmark in Vrindavan for people coming and taking bath. It is said anyone who takes darshan of, just darshan of Yamuna river, he gets purified. What to speak about touching the water and what to speak about taking bath. It is said taking bath in Yamuna is 1,000 times more purifying than Ganga. And taking bath at Keshi Ghat is 1,000,000 times more. So that is why in Vrindavan, because in Keshi Ghat is the place where that anartha, of thinking oneself that I am unique. That's how Keshi attacked. You know, with the horses have that mane, no, hair. The way it is going up when it is galloping, it makes one feel that you are something very special, unique. So this type of attitude is very natural, because false ego is something which is accompanying us for so many millions that we don't know. And it is the most difficult thing to give up. But Keshi demon represents that. And to correct that, sometimes it can be very humiliating. The way Keshi was killed, it was very humiliating. But then Prabhupada says that the horses are the one who can be controlled through the mouth. You put anything around the nose, then you pull on the left side, it will turn left, right side left. You release it, the pressure, it will go forward, you pull it. I mean, those who know horse riding, they know that everything is controlled through its nostril and mouth. So this is the mouth which can create havoc. But the same mouth, when Krishna is, glories of Krishna is spoken, instead of poison, it becomes nectar. Otherwise, this mouth has a tendency to criticize. Because of this feeling, attitude, so the same mouth can turn into nectar. So Prabhupada says, those who are into spiritual life, many times they know that talking unnecessarily is like a poison which can create trouble, so they keep mauna. So in one of his class, I heard, he's saying there are sadhus, they don't speak, but they want to speak, they write it on the slate. So he says, I have seen, sometimes what they write on the slate is chastising someone. So you kept your mouth quiet, but you are not able to control that attitude. So he's saying better that mauna is not meant for us. Yes, mauna is needed. Unnecessary, you know, prajalpa se achha hai ki mauna hai. But better you talk something which is very positive, which can purify our consciousness. So this happened in the morning, Keshi demon. But then in between, Narada Muni came that day. So all the demigods were all glorifying Krishna. Great, great, great. Krishna didn't care. What is it? Then Narada Muni came. Narada Muni came and took him to a secluded place. And he started speaking, Krishna, I know you are done. But now you have to do so many things you are going to do. He gave the whole future what he is going to do. After all this he had, Krishna again started playing with his coward voice. And this was in the afternoon. And that day in the evening, Akrura came. So this time in the afternoon when they were playing with the coward boys, the game was little different. They had formed 3 groups, the coward boys. One acted like sheep and some group acted like coward boys as they are, and some acted like thieves. Some acted like policemen. There were sheep. Some coward boys were acting like a sheep, some like a policeman, and some like thieves. So seeing this, that the coward boys are playing around, one more asura, he was the last one here. He was a flying asura. His form is not much described, but he was a flying. So he disguised as a coward boy in the form of a thief. So all the coward boys saw, oh, he's one of us. But he's playing the role of a thief. So what he did in the play of a thief, he stole many of the coward boys and put them there in the cave and blocked them. Of course, Krishna came to know about that he's an asura. So he just went and grabbed him. He was so huge, it was like a mountain. But he grabbed him and crushed him and killed him. And his name was Vyomasura. So this happened in the afternoon. And after he was killed, Krishna went and released all his coward friends who were there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so I'm sure you also are curious to know, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur have to say about this asura, Vyomasura? So it is said that this asura represents, I don't know from where it is said that this represents we engaging our consciousness in internet, TV, which includes mobile, because everything is available. Yes, it's my pocket here. So what does it mean? Because Vyomasura came like a coward boy friend. So they saw he's my friend. So similarly, what we are exposed to appears like a friend. Oh, this is good for you. This is what it is. This is what Maya will trick. And once you get hooked to it, it is as good as you going into the cave of darkness. You're trapped. So these leelas we are hearing, and we are preparing our consciousness for Janmashtami. We are very fortunate to know that Krishna, whenever he descends, it is out of pure compassion he comes. Not only Krishna, all the avatars. They have no other business but compassion to relieve us from. So one, when Krishna came, wonderful pastimes, which no other avatar did, especially the Balya Leela. Right? There are four things which makes Krishna unique, right? Leela Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, and Prema Madhurya. The Prema part, Leela though we saw, wonderful. The Prema, the sweetness, the love, the kindness, that part is something very, very, very confidential. The Lord is so sweet and loving, especially to all his souls, all souls, includes everyone. He's always very eager. So Janmashtami celebration, Krishna appearing on this day. So these are few things to just to understand. What does he... So what do we... What should be our mood, our preparation? So when we participate, of course, everyone is engaged in some service, and Janmashtami is very popular in India. But unfortunately, I don't think it is more of an entertainment. It is more of some, you know, eating nice food or maybe dressing up or some festival mood. But the relevance for a conditioned soul, what it means, is only through Guru. So it is all because of Prabhupada that we have been blessed to understand these subjects. But same time, Putana was representing pseudo Guru. It is, one analogy is given about Putana is like She is like a sharp sword inside a sheath. You know, the sheath of a sword is so nicely jeweled, decorated. There are pearls, there are, you know, but if you open it, it's a sharp cutting. So, of course, nowadays many such type of philosophies sometimes are very mesmerizing, very attractive, and sometimes, oh, I can, why not? This is wonderful. I can use it for my preaching. And it is harmless, it appears. But then, depends upon someone who is very mature in his understanding. And then he can take it and utilize it. But someone, if he gives his heart to this type of hearing, which is not very bona fide, but very charismatic, it is just like Putana coming in the form of a charismatic personality, but the intention is to kill. Kill in this means whatever little we have cultivated, devotion, that can be destroyed. So whether it is Putana or it is Kesi, it is said when we, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when we perform our devotional service, sincerely we are trying, watering the seed of bhakti. Very sincerely, right? Every one of us sincerely. We don't even think about anything. No, 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 I want to become pure. But something happens which is not in your control. It can happen. Even if you are chanting very attentively and thinking that I'm doing the best, weeds start growing. And the weeds, they look very attractive. But they are weeds. When they grow up, they start covering the real bhakti latha, the beech which has sprouted out. It covers up from outside and it looks very attractive, but it's a weed, and a weed will crush the bhakti latha beech. I mean bhakti latha creeper, unless it is cut off. Now who will cut it off? On your own? Impossible. Of course, we don't want to go through like KC, humiliated, right? Stool and urine coming out, eyeballs coming out, blood on the road, you know. But that is very painful. Just by chanting and doing our seva, so it's needs a lot of sincerity to express ourselves, expose ourselves, surrender, submit, and then the Guru can pull it out. It's not possible. So all these type of leelas we hear, it is no doubt wonderful. So those who, as I said, Jayadeva Maharaj, those who don't have any, still it is very purifying. See the such excitement. No? Putana 12 miles long, Kesi's head there up in the sky. Clouds are getting shed. And Krishna, such a small boy. Kya ho raha hai bhai? Kya? Ye to mythology. But if it is heard with this mood, that what it represents, then it has significance. So thank you very much on the occasion of Janmashtami coming up. Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu said, you have the freedom to select what you want to speak. So he made me very unique today. So I took the liberty, let me talk on something on the first day of Krishna's appearance and the last day in Vrindavan. So Putana, then Kesi, Vyomasur, and for us, Kesi Ghat carries a lot of significance. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By the way, today happens to be Teacher's Day. We all remember, I'm sure you all remember our teachers in the school. We all respect them. And some people really scared us like anything used to. And I still remember people from teachers whom I got beatings. Hand used to turn red. Terror. But there are some teachers we really remember. They're so sweet. But anyway, teachers did their job and those teachings, what they gave us, it was to be very practical in the material world, how to live. You know, whether it's maths, science, or you know, those who take a professional, we have learned. So everything we have learned from someone. But then real life situations, challenges, you have to face it. You need teacher like Prabhupada. So on this day, Teacher's Day, our gratitude, appreciation should go for Prabhupada. He took a lot of trouble for only reason. Prabhupada has asked, what is your purpose? Why are you doing all these things? Kya hai? What is Hindi mein kahi pucha? Aapka kya hai? Ek line mein bataiye aapka kya sandesh kya hai? So Prabhupada would say, mera sandesh sirf yehi hai ki main chahta hoon ki sab log Krishna ke bhakt ban jaye. So the essence of his teachings was, you become devotee of Krishna. Because he knew that that will solve all your problems. Without that, stress will be one of the major problems. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Abhirbhav Divas ki jai. Hare Krishna. Nandotsav ki jai. Yes, Prabhu. Fearless Abhay Gaurang Prabhu ki.